when it starts with God, it ends in victory. When it starts with me, it ends in defeat. Now take that and apply it over your day, over your business venture, over your relationship. I'll say it again. If it starts with God, your day, your career, your relationship, it ends in victory, even if it goes through seasons of defeat. That's so anointed, I'm afraid you missed it. So if it started with God, there may be a season of defeat, a silent Saturday, a bloody cross, but it will end in victory, an empty tomb. The sad thing about Samson is that he was born supernaturally. His mother's womb was barren. An angel came to his father. Well, first came to his mother and said, the angel came to his mother and said, you're going to have a baby. And Samson's dad wasn't there, future dad. Her husband wasn't there. And when he came back, she said, an angel just told me I'm going to have a baby. And he's like, what angel? Who came and told you you're going to have a baby? And the angel came back and said, you're going to have a baby. And because this child is special, protect it. Protect it. Because God is giving you this child. And this child is not just given to you, but this child is going to be given to the whole nation. And this child is going to do amazing things. So you need to raise this child in a very special way because he is given. And it's different when it's given. When something is given by God, it must be guarded. When something is given by God, it must be guarded. And here we see Samson doing something amazing with the donkey's jawbone. It's amazing what he did, but it's ridiculous what he does next. Because you would think that after seeing such an incredible intervention of God, such a sovereign display of the strength of God, that, hey, a minute ago, I couldn't even use my hands. And now I'm looking at 1,000 dead Philistines and I'm still breathing. You would think that he would praise God, but Samson does something so stupid. And I do it too. And you do it too. Is that after Samson won a great victory, and some of you are in here and you have won a great victory. You have seen God do amazing things in your life, but here comes the mistake, verse 16. Then Samson said, with the donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. With the donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men. You mean God just saved your life? And you want to write a song about a donkey's jawbone? Put the lyrics back up there to his song. Samson's like, oh, this is amazing. Wow, incredible. He's still holding the jawbone. And he goes, with the donkey's jawbone. Let's see, God just gave me a great miracle. God just gave me a great success. God just did a great thing. What should I sing about? With a donkey's jawbone, I have killed 1,000 men. No, let me put this in there. A donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. Yeah, that's clever. See, because I'm talking about donkeys, and I made them donkeys. Why are we singing about donkeys when God just delivered you? Why are you praising the thing that he used when you know good and well that it wasn't enough to get the job done? Why do we become so attached to jawbones? Why do we get so addicted to jawbones? What do you mean by that, Pastor Stephen? I mean, when you start to think that the thing that God did through you, you start to think that the thing that God did through you proves how great you are. Because I read Samson's song over and over again. Put it back up, verse 16. With a donkey's jawbone, I have made donkeys of them. He's talking about them. He's talking about the donkey. He's talking about the jawbone. He's definitely talking about himself. He's talking about killing. This is a violent song. This is a specific song. But where is God in your song? Why didn't your song start with God? Because you know the miracle did. You know it wasn't a jawbone. You know it was only God that kept the jawbone from breaking. So don't praise the thing that you used. Praise the one that kept it from breaking. Don't depend on the donkey's jawbone. Depend on the one who could use something as ridiculous, as small as a donkey's jawbone. Now, I just need to see who I'm preaching to. How many of you, God has done so much through some ridiculous things in your life that it just doesn't make sense? All right? So don't sing to the thing that doesn't make sense. Don't worship the thing that doesn't make sense. Don't depend on the thing that doesn't make sense. Because the truth of the matter is, Samson, if God had left your hand tied, you couldn't have even used the jawbone to begin with. And if God wouldn't have brought you out of that situation, you wouldn't even be here today. And if God would have let you get caught, you wouldn't have had mercy. You'd be locked up. And if God wouldn't have brought you through that season, you wouldn't be singing about the joy of the Lord. So don't worship the way that it came. Worship the one who gave it and turn your song around and turn your spirit. You see what I'm saying? With a donkey's jawbone. I don't care what melody you put to that. That's a dumb song to sing. With a donkey's jawbone. With the power of God. With the strength of God. With the anointing of the Holy Spirit. With the get up and go of God. With the resurrection power of Jesus. With the word of God. With the promise of God. That's what I'm praising. Not a jawbone. I'm praising the God of the jawbone. I'm praising the God who knew I would need a donkey to decompose right there and have something for me to grab. The truth of the matter is, the only reason we're here today is because we grabbed what we had and God did what he does. How many have that testimony? It wasn't enough. It didn't make sense. It didn't look good. They were screaming and coming my way. But I grabbed what I had. Didn't have a sword. Grabbed what I had. Didn't have a spear. Grabbed what I had. Some of you didn't have a dad to raise you. Grabbed what I had. Some of you didn't get a college education. Grabbed what I had. Some of you don't have the best health right now. I grabbed what I had. I didn't have the best team around me. I grabbed what I had. I wasn't raised in that culture. But I grabbed what I had. And God did what he does. And I'm not singing to a donkey. High five your neighbor, say, grab what you have. Grab what you have. You don't need a better weapon. You need a more worshipful spirit. You need greater faith. You need more innovation. God gave it to me. It's a jawbone. Yeah, but God gave it to me. And a jawbone with Jesus. A jawbone with Jesus. A simple thing with Jesus. A silly thing with Jesus. A small thing with Jesus is better than the world's best weapons without him. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So a crazy thing happens to Samson. He praises the thing that he has to throw away. Because after you get done glorifying the jawbone, hey, God gave you that job, but it's just a jawbone. And if that one goes away, God will kill another donkey. I don't know who this is for, but you better get this while you can. Because God gave this message to me for you. Because he wants you to know you don't need better weapons. He can do it with a jawbone. And you don't even have to like your job for God to use it to provide for you. When did we start raising a generation that thought, I have to like everything. I have to like my job. I don't even like myself half the time, let alone people I work with. But God can use it. And the miracle of the jawbone is that it was fresh, so it didn't break. And that is the miracle of your life, that you didn't break. Jawbone's only 18 inches. It isn't big, but it didn't break. It isn't bougie, but it didn't break. Am I talking about a jawbone or your car? It isn't the best one, but it didn't break. That's the miracle. It didn't break. Come on, get this in your spirit. It didn't break. Think about the miracle of God in your life. It didn't break. Yeah, my heart was torn, but it didn't break. It's still beating. It's still loving. It's still pumping. God still has a purpose for me. It didn't break. Yeah. And Samson, verse 17, throws that bone away. And the place was called Ramoth Lehi, which means Jawbone Hill. Because, of course, rather than naming the place something about God, Samson names it something about the jawbone. Because we name stuff wrong. We get caught up. And then I want to show you something that can happen in your life. Samson is winning, but he's worn out. Did you know that's possible? You can be winning and worn out. People think that the only people who need preaching of encouragement and inspiration are those who are losing. You know, you're in a losing season. You just lost a relationship. You just lost someone you love. Uh-uh. You can be winning and worn out. And everybody can look at you and envy you and not have empathy for you. Because their envy doesn't know how much energy it costs you to win. I'm preaching what I know. And everybody around you loves to lean on you when you're like that. And they'll say things like, oh, you're just my rock. You're just my everything. Well, I'm not supposed to be your everything. Please don't make me your everything. I'm not supposed to be. I don't want you to come to me as your full-time giver of love and joy. Because see, you can be winning and worn out. Because the people who are with you don't even know what it takes. And that's a dangerous place. Because then you get to where Samson was in verse 18. And he begins to feel like, even though I won, for what? You ever felt that way? Even though I won, for what? It can be very empty to stand in a victory that you believe you produced. Wow. It can be impossible to sustain a victory that you think you started. But Samson's whole life started in a barren womb. It started with God. Samson's strength was given by God. And the thing that Samson forgot while he was busy making up poems about the instrument that God used. I heard a story about a guitar player. He was playing a very expensive guitar, and he was playing it so beautifully. A great guitar player, a master musician, and he played it. And everybody around him was talking about how beautiful the guitar was, the wood it was made from, the intonation of the guitar, even the inlays of the guitar. All of the ivory on the guitar, how expensive it was. And the whole time he was playing it, they were all talking about how wonderful the guitar was. And finally, just very quietly and humbly, he took the guitar, set it gently in the stand, looked back at the audience and said, how does the guitar sound now? Because while you were busy noticing the instrument, you did not realize is that the mastery was not in the wood. It was in the one who knew what to do with it. Your life gets confusing and gets hard when you start praising the guitar, the jawbone, the thing, the skill, the gift, the thing. When you start praising that, here's what happens. Verse 18, Samson was very thirsty because he won, but he was worn out. He won. He was delivered, but he was dry. Ooh. Mm. He won a victory, but he was thirsty. Keep it up. I'm not done. He cried out to the Lord, "You have given your servant this great victory. Must I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" Now, he's asking a question. God, what good is winning if I'm just going to die of dehydration? But look what happens in verse 19. Something very interesting. The Bible says, "Then God opened up the hollow place in Lehi, somewhere that water should have never been." And then, everybody say then. Then God opened up the hollow place in Lehi, and water came out of it. So it was a dry basin, but then. It was a depressed place, but then. God opened up the hollow place, and water that was beneath the ground came up out of the ground. And when Samson drank, his strength returned, and he revived. So the spring was called En Hakkore and is still there in Lehi. But I want to focus on that one word, then, because I want to go back to the verse before it and see what happened that made God open the spring so Samson could be revived, because I want to see in this season of my life what is going to have to happen for God to refresh me so that I can do everything that he has called me and named me and known me and empowered me and graced me and freed me and raised me and appointed me and assigned me to do. And it is so simple you almost miss it in verse 18. Because he was very thirsty, he cried out to the Lord, "You." That's the first time he talked to God in this whole passage. And when he said, "You have given your servant this great victory." And then he goes on to complain. "Must I now die and fall in the hands of the unseen?" He didn't even pray right. Just the fact that he did, next verse, verse 19, then. When he said, "You," then. I got to get you to then. Because you can't die in this dry place. You can't die in this discouragement. What good is it for you, for God to give all of this victory and you die because you have nothing to drink? So God said, when the Samson's song changed from "I have" to "you have." Oh, that's so good. They keep taking down my verse. I'm not done with it. Verse 18, "You did it, God. You made it happen. You gave me victory. You made it enough. You supplied my needs. You brought me through that. You gave me victory. You. Then God opened the spring. Then God did what only he could do. Here's the principle. When you refocus, God refills.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.